Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, welcome, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie, welcome to the Wednesday edition after the big election night, which we still don't know all the final results of and may not now for a few days, but it is Health and Wellness Wednesday. We'll talk a little bit about that as well, as I know some out there are extremely stressed and depressed today. Not me. I'm not one of those individuals, by the way, but I know there are folks out there that are having a rough day. I've talked to a few of those. So rest assured, life goes on.
Hey, you know, the occupant of the White House does not determine my life.
Nope, me neither. No, in fact, as a side note, and we'll get into this into a little bit of this as we go through the show today, this is what most people probably don't really even understand or realize. What happens at your local level, and we'll get into some of the local races and some of the things that happen in Colorado with propositions and things like that. Frankly, those are a much bigger gauge of what's going to happen to you in your life, politically speaking, than who the president of the United States is.
In a lot of ways, yeah.
Because they're the ones really that guide taxes and regulation, even on local businesses. Prop 118 we'll talk about when it comes to paid family leave. Those sorts of things actually will have more of an impact upon you directly. I'm not saying it's not important with the president and what they do and what they stand for and all the things that that revolve around that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is what really affects you in a day-to-day basis has more to do with the local officials and local elections, which we'll get into, than does the president of the United States.
Yeah, and also later on today, John, I want to go into some things that I think the Colorado Republican Party needs to reorganize going forward, because it has to. It has to.
Okay.
It's lost the state.
Oh, we're a blue state. We have been a blue state, actually.
We're a deep blue state, and that is the market we have to play to. So what do we do to play to that market? And there's some things we can do.
Perfect. We'll talk about that.
You bet.
I was thinking the same thing as I was watching things unfold last night. And again, we'll talk about some of the winners, some of the losers, things along those lines as well. We'll have time for calls today as well. But first, as always, the impossible question yesterday was, and I don't know why we didn't get this. U.S. households have 24% more of these than they did at this time last year, and that would be pregnancy tests. I didn't think about that one.
Nope, that one did not
totally
occur to me.
Totally slipped my mind, I guess because I'm well beyond that stage of life. Today's impossible question of the day. 17% of people say this was one of their top outdoor activities to do in 2020. What is it? By the way, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page.
Just 17%.
17, so not a high number. Good point. Not a high number.
Because lots of people were taking lots of walks, but that'd be way over 17.
Yeah, so this is not, to your point, not a high number. What is one of their top, the 17% say this is one of their top outdoor activities to do in 2020? Go skydiving? I don't have the foggiest idea.
Bike riding?
17% could be.
Let's go. I'm going to go for that. Bike riding.
I will tell you one of the things that
motorcycling.
Here's what I think it is. I know this is going to sound really weird, but I've been watching some of the hip trends. I don't know why. I just see these things. Just kind of follow it, I guess, because of what we do here every day. Roller skating. Roller skating, believe it or not, has actually had a resurgence. Even though it was a big deal when we three were kids, everybody went to the roller rink when we were kids. That has seen a huge resurgence. And keep in mind, this isn't just Colorado. This is across the country. And roller skating, believe it or not, has taken another role.
Did you ever try?
Did I roller skate as a kid all the time? Yeah.
I tried.
Always.
Too tough on my ankles. I didn't like it.
Oh, man, roller skate. I never learned to really ice skate. Never. I don't know why. I just didn't get into that one blade, you know, thing, you know. But roller skating, yeah, there was a roller rink in Boulder that was out off of, it was in Thunderbird Shopping Center out in that area, basically, that we would go to, or sorry, I'm wrong, it was west of there. But anyways, it was on Baseline. And we would go over there and roller skate a ton as kids. In fact, that was sort of the, you know, kids today do different things on Friday, Saturday nights. For us, going to the roller rink, I don't know about Charlie, but going to the roller rink was, he's shaking his head, that was a big deal. Yeah, church groups, yeah, thank you, Charlie. Yeah, church groups, it was a big deal to go, you weren't in the church groups at that age, were you?
Not at a real young age, no.
Not in like 14, 15, 16, probably not, right? Yeah, that was when you're in youth group 13, 14. I mean, once you started driving, the roller rink kind of faded off some and you started doing other activities you could go do with your buddies and not have to get dropped off, picked up. But it was drop off, pick up, mom, dad, roller rink.
Would you think that 17% of Americans roller skate, rollerblade, that kind of thing?
You know what?
Maybe.
Yeah, and I don't
know. I see some.
I can't look to tomorrow to tell, but you know. And I have no idea. I don't know what, you know, I don't know. It's just first thing that came to my mind. And again, I don't know if that's outdoor because you can roller skate in and outdoor, but I've seen tons of people with the, you know, the urethane wheeled roller skates, roller skating and all, but I don't know. It's 17%. It could be a lower number than that.
Well, until I know, I'm just going to go with bikes.
Bikes yeah. Isn't bad. And again, this is nationwide, so it depends on, you know, where you're at in the country. We are in a big bike area, by the way. Colorado's always been big on the biking end of things, but other areas not so much.
Yeah, and yeah, I could do that. I've never been into sky plummeting.
Yeah, I've never wanted to jump out of a good airplane.
No.
Just saying.
Perfectly good airplane. Yeah, I think I'll stay in
nothing,
it.
Nothing that's really
done
it. Charlie did it once, didn't you, Charlie? You skydived once, right? Yeah, Charlie did once.
You know, just feel that parachute. Feel it. Feel how thin that parachute is. That's what's standing between you and oblivion.
You did solo, right? Yeah, Charlie did solo skydive.
Whoa.
More power to him. All right, we'll come right back. We will get Dr. Julie on. Talk about stress. Yes, I know a lot of you are stressed. We'll talk about stress today. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Michael was just on with us. And hey, folks, you know, no matter what's going on politically speaking, you got to make sure you got your ducks in a row, and that's where Michael comes into play. He'll make sure your estate is in order. That's what he does. 720-394-6887 or go to klzradio.com.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive. Because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
All right, here we go. Novus Auto Glass, folks. By the way, I got a crack too now that I've got to get fixed. Two different vehicles, two different cracks, and I got to get them called and get going before winter gets, you know, because they'll run. They chase. That's how those things work. That's what Novus Auto Glass does. They can fix your windshield. They can replace your windshield if needed. And by the way, both those can be done under insurance, the fix or the replace both. And don't forget, they can do calibrations to that windshield as well. I this week happen to be driving a new 2021 Outback, which has all of the bells and whistles, including on a Subaru, yes, lane departure, they call it EyeSight. That particular windshield, if it needed replaced, would have to be recalibrated according to Subaru standards. That's what Novus can do for you as well. So find a location near you, rushtoreason.com/Novus, and that's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
All right, Barber's Foods, folks. And yes, they've still got a great deal going on with 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu with every order. Just put in beef at checkout. And that's from Morgan Ranch, who, by the way, we're going to interview those guys next week on Health and Wellness Wednesday. In the meantime, anything you need when it comes to the protein end of things, beef, bison, pork, poultry, you name it, including that great salmon that they now have. And by the way, I've taste tested the salmon, and it is absolutely fabulous. No joke. Some of the best I've ever eaten in my entire life. Go to barbersfoods.com. That's with two S's. Barbers, plural, foods, plural, barbersfoods.com. And then just put in beef at checkout to get your 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu. Again, that's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, the Health and Wellness Wednesday edition. Dr. Julie Marchio joining us, as she does every Wednesday. And you know what, Dr. Julie, with things going on with the election last night and still not knowing a lot of the outcome, and we may not even know now for several days, I thought it would be a good idea to have you on and talk about stress, because I'm sure there are folks out there right now that are feeling very bewildered, very stressed. In fact, I'm sure there's some people that are even taking their feelings out on either food or alcohol, which is not a good thing.
Oh, that's, you know what, I think it's that unknown, that we've had a year now of unknown. Do we go out? Do we stay home? Now the election is unknown, which
right.
We probably anticipated that, but I think In high erroneous hopes, we were thinking we were going to have an outcome today. And I think that unknown just really starts to wear on people. And the biggest thing it wears on is their adrenal glands. And then that really leads to some exhaustion, and it can lead to hormone problems. But little things people can do, I mean, the uncertainty is just, it feels like such a hopeless situation right now, but the simple things, going for a walk, spending time with your family, it sounds all so cliche, but those deep breaths and those moments together, they lower cortisol,
okay,
which aids digestion, which helps you absorb your nutrients. You know, so all the things that we end up fixing, adrenal glands, hormone problems, fatigue, weight gain, all of those things are the result of some choice or event that our body incurred prior to coming into the office. And so mitigating it a little bit by just allowing yourself to spend as much quality time with people that you care about and do things that you enjoy, despite the fact that things feel so uncertain and up in the air, will really help that internal parasympathetic nervous system to relax and repair a little bit, or at least not go down the tanker.
Gotcha.
Hey, Dr. Julie, cortisol, could you do me a favor? And for those who haven't heard this in a while, could you explain cortisol again and why these various activities lower it and what things boost it and cause problems?
So cortisol is actually beneficial, and it gets such a bad rap, but your adrenal glands make cortisol when we're stressed. So if we were running from a lion in the jungle, we would need cortisol to get away from the lion, but then we should go into the cave and sit in the cave and make a fire, and then what happens is that system gets repaired, and so it gets used, and then it gets repaired. Unfortunately, now we call upon it and we release cortisol and it helps us overcome a stressful event. And then we never do anything where we don't have our next stressful event and our next stressful event. And we go from picking up our kids to doing our job to cooking dinner to going to baseball practice to getting up for work to caring people at work and what they need. And so there's a constant cortisol stressor. Well, when cortisol is around in the system too long, that's when we start to get weight gain, tissue breakdown, injuries. And so getting rid of cortisol or balancing cortisol can be done with supplements, but it can also be done with lifestyle. Like just if you have a stressful day, take some time with your family. Like I have a family. This was so incredible. They have 7 kids. And then, you know, two parents, so 9 people, they literally, and they're teenagers to fourth grade, they sit down every night and say the rosary. But, you know, it could be sit down every night and just have 20 minutes with your kids, mm-hmm. or sit down every night with your spouse. But this, and I always am so fascinated by how healthy they are and how many things they accomplish in their life and how well this entire family gets along. And just this week, the mom told me that they literally, every night, they make sure everybody's home, no matter if the kids are going out after what, about 7:30, and they pray, and then they move into whatever the rest of their evening has. But we don't do that anymore. We don't sit on the porch and play the banjo and talk to our friends and have kids outside playing in the front yard. All of that repairs cortisol and supports the system being balanced in that cortisol stress, weight gain, injury release response. And it's, we just need more time together enjoying ourselves.
Okay, you also told Andy a second ago, or the rest of us as listeners, even, by the way, I just learned a lot, so thank you very much for that. And Andy, thanks for the question. I'm sure there's people out there listening that have the same thought. Along the lines of supplements, you said earlier too that you can do it through lifestyle or supplements, and I guess I would say, what's wrong with both? So if you're going to do supplements and everything else you just said, what would those be?
I think both are great. You know, the more we talk about supplements, and I think about what you said a couple of weeks ago about making a list, putting together something very, I don't want to use the word generic, but that people could use on a daily basis. So really good fish oils, those help lower inflammation.
Okay.
Really use is phosphatidylcholine or phosphatidylserine, which patients could definitely find that, and that helps lower cortisol. Vitamin C supports the adrenal glands. Vitamin B supports the adrenal glands. But it's, do you go out and buy all those things, or do you find it in a specific sort of remedy? Like we use a couple of companies that you can only get through doctors where we support cortisol with those products. Sometimes it's the phosphatidylcholine, the phosphatidylserine. Sometimes it's magnolia. Chamomile supports it. And so any of those things that calm the nervous system are going to help balance cortisol. So it could be tea at night, chamomile tea. I remember my grandma used to do this all the time.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
So
now, when it comes to, and I know this is tough for a lot of people because, again, it is going to be for certain, well, let's face it, for both sides even, it could be very stressful for the next few days. Sure. Nobody really at this point, we're going to, Andy and I'll talk about this through the rest of the show, and there are some leanings one way or the other, but about the time somebody thinks they know how many electoral college votes one side's going to have, some other thing just gets thrown up. There's going to be some lawsuits and challenges and things like that. Let's face it, it's going to be stressful for, it could be, we could be talking about this a week from now, and I'm not exaggerating in that, folks. We could be talking about this even Monday of Tuesday next week. You know, it's unlikely, but right now, nobody knows. My point is this, given the fact nobody knows, stress levels are high. You know, this is one of those things where everybody listening, I think, could benefit from the things that you just mentioned. And in some cases, Dr. Julie, if they've been feeling really stressed and how do I want to say this, really stressed and fatigued through this whole COVID season, they may be better off just going in and having a visit with you, getting some of the tests that you're talking about that we've mentioned here in the weeks past, and just go that route and really get dialed in on what they need to do health-wise.
You know, the biggest, I think, complaint that people come in with is, you know, I don't feel bad. I just know I don't feel good.
Right.
And that is one of our, that's probably the sweet spot of the patients that we see. They're smart. They're intelligent. They know that they don't feel optimal, but they can't put their finger on the why, even if they've gone and read magazines and bought some good stuff at the natural grocery store and trying to eat better. They just can't sort of put that puzzle piece together. And so that's why I love it when patients come in, because it's really putting that puzzle piece together. I mean, we had a patient today that had been to three different places. And I mean, I bet you she spent thousands of dollars. And nobody correlated that information together to really get to the root cause. And so by the time she got here and was referred here, she was less hopeful and more frustrated, because everybody's out there saying that they do functional medicine or they get to the root mm-hmm. cause, but unless you're taking every single patient individually and figuring out what their body is doing, how it responds to the environment, and asking questions, you can't just put everybody on a cookie cutter program
right.
and expect them to
right.
be better.
Yeah, and you know what? You're going to see folks, all of you listening, you're going to see things coming through on your inbox, Facebook, and so on along these lines. Because, again, everybody out there knows that it's a stressful time, so some of these advertisers are really going to step it up. If they're smart, they're going to step it up and go after these ends of things, Dr. Julie, and they will have a one-size-fits-all. That's what those folks do. And certain amount of people will buy into that, and they will order X on, you know, Facebook or X on this or X on that. And you know, they'll spend money doing these things that, frankly, they could come in and see you. And in some cases, make lifestyle changes and other minor things and spend a lot less money at the end of the day than buying something that they have no idea where it's even coming from.
Right. And just trying to do one more little patch, like a patchwork quilt.
Right.
Instead of sewing it all together and making it work like a
yep.
blanket.
Well said. All right, Dr. Julie, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining us, and we'll get people into you. And folks, yes, being stressed is one of those things we'll try to get you over. Dr. Julie, thank you as always.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You bet. Ascend Health Center, by the way, folks, is 303-343-8800. That's Dr. Julie. Go see her if you're feeling stressed, if you're not feeling well, if you just don't feel right, like she just said, something feels off. Go see her today and have her see what she can do to help you out, which she will be able to, by the way. 303-343-8800. That's AscendHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascend Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascend Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Gino's Auto Service, that's Gino's with a J. And folks, your car needs care just like your body needs care. We're heading into winter. Yes, I know today It is right now 73 degrees. I know we set some records here, but hey, it's in. We live in Colorado still. The winter's coming. It's going to snow. In fact, we got some weather coming in even this weekend into next week, and you never know what's going to happen. You need to be prepared with your vehicle, and Geno's can do that for you. 303-794-6700 or visit them online at genosautoservice.com.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Geno's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining myself, Andy, and Charlie. And I mentioned this a moment ago. Yeah, guys, it's absolutely gorgeous outside. I realize that it is November in Colorado. And I also have lived here my whole life and know this is not always unusual, although typically this time of year it's a little cooler than it is at the moment. But it's
well, here in Colorado,
beautiful out.
Yeah, here in Colorado you have these kind of days spotted throughout the winter.
Yes, we do. It is so great.
It is incredible. Coming from Wisconsin.
You don't get that. I talked to somebody the other day. I think it was, for the insurance stuff on my cabin.
Yeah.
So I was talking to somebody and they're like, well, you know, I'm like, well, hey, you know, she's like, how are you doing? I'm like, well, the weather's beautiful. And you try to be positive with all the stuff going on. So when she's like, oh, well, can you send some of it up here? I'm like, where are you at? She's like, Minnesota. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a little cold up there, isn't it? And she's like, yeah, we don't get those kind of days like you have.
And you know what? One difference between Minnesota and Wisconsin, everybody thinks they're exactly the same. Oh. There's one difference. Minnesota is windier. So the cold is just...
It's bitter.
It runs right through you.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll pass. I'll stay here.
So will I.
And, you know, here's just because of what we said and had this conversation this morning with my dad and uncle. And, yes, we are a very blue state. If you haven't figured that out by now, we are a blue state, folks.
Yeah.
And have been for a while. We'll talk more about that as we go through the second and third hour today. But here's the deal. Do you know why we're a blue state?
Why?
Because of what I just said.
What?
What we just talked
about. Because it's beautiful here?
Yes.
So liberals move here.
We have great weather. We have a lot of great things to do outdoors. You can go hike 14ers. I mean, about the only thing we don't have that places like, you know, California have is an ocean.
Yeah, but John, here's the thing that really gets me. Most of the people who move here are coming from the only state in the country that is probably geologically more beautiful than ours.
Correct.
Outside of, you know, like Hawaii.
Correct. But
that doesn't count. So they're coming here from California and overrunning us.
Mm-hmm. They are.
But you also have a lot of people come here from the Midwest. I did, you know, they come from all over. It's a gorgeous place. I just wish more conservatives would come here. It's a great place, conservatives. Give it a try.
Yeah, the one downside, and this is the part that I still at times have a hard time wrapping my head around, and maybe I'll figure this out at some point and have an answer for you, but a lot of the reasons why certain conservatives don't come here is because it's expensive to live here. And maybe I can, if I just talk through this myself to you, maybe I'll figure this out even as we sit here and think. So my gut feeling as to why certain, not all, but certain conservatives don't want to come here is because, yes, it is expensive, and you have to downsize typically your life to live here, i.e. live in an apartment for a while, or live with other family members for a while, or live in a smaller house for a while to be able to afford to move up and so on. And frankly, Andy, I just don't know that a lot of conservatives want to make that quote-unquote sacrifice on the front side to be able to sort of move up as time goes by to be able to then afford more and more. And there's two scenarios. So that's scenario number one, where I think conservatives are sort of put off by coming to Colorado. And yeah, they don't want to move back into a liberal area. They know that Colorado is not the most conservative place, and they get that. I think the other thing that happens is the liberals that do come here are people that have done the things that I just mentioned, or it's been passed down through the family. So maybe they started in California back when it was okay to live there, and it was cheaper, and it was easier, and they got in, and they made a bunch of money on houses, real estate, whatever the case may be. They then sell out. They come here. They got plenty of money, and they don't have to make that sacrifice to live in Colorado because it's actually still cheaper here than it is in places like California.
Yeah, this was actually driving toward the point I was about to make. The reason we've gone liberal is very simple, John. Conservatives are... they run their states better, and so they're much cheaper places to live.
Yes.
Liberals run their states into the ground. Absolutely run them into the ground. Yeah. Taxes are sky high. Everything is awful. California, New York, and these places. So they flee those places, come here, and vote to make here
the
just
same
like
thing.
There.
Yeah, which makes no sense.
Yeah, it does to me, because... The liberal mindset is not one of productivity. It's one of being a locust. It's one of consuming without producing.
Very well said.
Or always consuming more than you produce. Now, are all liberals this way? No. There's some good union families who don't, you know, who aren't like that, and they're hardworking. But by and large, liberals consume more than they produce. And you know this. Mm-hmm. Okay? They are locusts. Mm-hmm. A locust doesn't care what is going to be on the ground after it's done eating it all.
It moves on
to the next place.
Goes to the next tree, right?
Right. And so they're trying to, you know, now they're moving on to Texas. Now they're moving on to, that's what they're going to do.
So a question for you real quick is, where is that last bastion
South Dakota.
You know, freedom? Yeah, but it's still stinking cold up there. Who wants to live there?
It's not that cold. I would love to live in South Dakota. It's gorgeous.
So yeah, you know, okay, and there are certain people like you that would
I'm from Wisconsin.
That. But see, I'm one that would say, I'm not moving any farther north of the equator than I already do.
Okay, well, fine, the southeast.
So I'd have to go south. So southeast as in Arkansas, or where?
I would actually be along, you know, the Gulf Coast.
Okay.
Mississippi, which, by the way, is gorgeous. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen some of the forestry there.
It's only incredible. Downside is it's humid and there's bugs.
It's humid and there's bugs. See, Colorado is a place that people like to live because there are virtually no bugs.
Right.
Compared to
other places, we have none.
Right. We have virtually none.
We are bugless, basically.
Yeah. Compared to other places, yes.
Yes, very much so.
You know, in some places in northern Minnesota or whatever, you can hear the wings of the bug coming at you as it flies off with your child.
Probably the most annoyance of bugs that we have here in Colorado are flies.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest annoyance that we mean. Even our mosquitoes and stuff. I mean, people complain about it at times, but
to your point,
we have mosquitoes.
Are nothing here.
Yeah, nothing like
to,
what you're used to.
No. It's flies and bees, and that's basically it.
Yeah, that's
spiders.
About it.
But the thing is, it's a beautiful place to live, obviously, and it used to be like really totally in between in terms of expensiveness, right? So it's gorgeous in between in expensiveness versus in the well-run conservative states that are much cheaper, right? Lower taxes. Mm-hmm. They're just much cheaper to live in. And then the poorly run liberal states that are much more expensive. Well, those people build up incredible equity in their homes. Then they can come here and buy anything. Mm-hmm. A conservative can't. They come here, they're going to have to downsize. The liberal comes here, they upsize.
Right.
And that's why we've been overrun.
Right. No, by the way, all true. And I'm not sure, and I know we're going to talk about this in the next couple of hours when it comes to the conservative and Republican Party here in Colorado and so on, but I had some of these conversations even today, and I guess what I need to remind everybody of is we are not a red state, folks.
Can I tell you something, John?
Right, Andy?
Oh, yeah, right.
We're not a red state.
No, we're a deep blue state. But let me tell you something, John, and you're going to like this when we get to it. Two things. Number one, we have done everything wrong as the Republican Party here in Colorado.
Not arguing
and
that
I
one.
Mean everything. I'm going to tell you, and I've gone over this a little bit with you in the past. You've
yes,
always agreed
have.
With it, but I'm going to expand on it. I'm going to tell you how we have completely gone backward on our messaging. It is completely wrong. And I can say this now openly because I didn't want to say this during the campaign.
No, we're done. We can say whatever we want to now. Okay, I've got things to say too, so go for it.
The Cory Gardner ads had me in tears.
They sucked.
They were the worst. Okay. And
real quick, one more thing I want to add to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why was he never on here on a weekly basis telling us what was going on in the campaign?
Rallying his base.
Thank you.
Yeah, he should have been doing that. But the Cory Gardner ads were absolutely the wrong ads that you would possibly want to do. And by the way, the second thing I'm going to tell you, first I'm going to tell you everything we're doing wrong. Secondly, I'm going to tell you how we can do it right. And thirdly, I'm going to tell you what I'm really telling you is that we got to be more like John Rush. John Rush sells to customers. We don't.
Yeah.
That's what we got to change. And if we do, yes, we can sell to this market.
I agree. I've got some comments on Cory that I'll make later, too. And by the way, I'll make this disclaimer. I like Cory.
Great guy.
Despite what everybody else might think, I actually like Cory. But I will tell you that just real quick, we'll get David, but I'll tell you real quick that Cory is not a salesman, and I'll tell you why. Even though he's a business owner, he's not a salesman, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes. David and Bertha, you're next. Go ahead, David.
Hey, guys.
Hey David.
There. I've been off the grid outside of voting, so I'm kept catching up on everything. And I would call myself a conservative independent because I'd gotten fed up with Republican politics where I used to live.
Okay.
That may sound crazy when I moved here, but I just had seen too many sides of the facets and go, I'm done. To your credit, pointing out about housing prices, I'm one of those conservatives that when he moved here, I went, yikes. I had a new job, and I was able to afford the house because I got a smoking deal on it. That's all I'm going to say, and the housing market was down. So
right.
I benefited, but you've hit the nail on the head about the influx because that influx has brought a liberal mindset, and that I watched it happen in the 10 years I've lived here.
Yep.
I was kind of astounded how fast it
And actually, finished. David, it started, and people will not always agree with me on this, but I will tell you that I think
years.
This longer than that. This state started to go blue all the way back when IBM built a plant in Gun Barrel. And all the New Jersey folks started to move in to Colorado with IBM, and IBM really, you know, and I'm giving one example. There were other type of corporations that did the same thing. But, David, let's face it. Moving Easterners in all the way back into Boulder County, back into the, you know, back in the mid-60s, that's how long this state has been turning blue.
I see that because I came out of Texas, North Texas, to be exact. Dallas-Fort Worth area, and that fabric is changing there.
Yep.
I mean, it's changed all over that state.
Yep.
And
by the way, I'm not saying
influx.
Every Easterner is liberal, but by and large, that's what they're used to. That's what they drug here. You know, a lot of folks blamed, you know, the Boulder liberalism and that on the college. Not saying that colleges don't have an adverse effect because they really do. So you could combine that along with IBM moving in. But IBM moving in probably back in that day had as much to do with changing the makeup of Colorado as probably any other single entity that moved here.
Yeah, and it does take its toll.
Yep.
And the younger mindsets now that have been cultivated through, well, families cultivate.
Yep.
And Andy, you're an exception to the rule. So
yeah,
hopefully in the future there'll be more exceptions to the rule of growing up in the liberal and going, you know, this doesn't work as well as my parents.
Yeah, but to your point, though, Andy really is an exception. That doesn't typically happen. Very much an exception.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very yeah. Typically, so, it would just keep rolling. And real quick, and I'm not picking on, I'm just giving facts, by the way. I'm not picking on IBM or anything along those lines whatsoever. That's not the case. But what I'm saying is typically, and we've seen it today, that high-tech world and the mindset that goes with that and the creativity even to be able to do the things that IBM was even doing all these years typically bodes more liberalism. Just happens.
It does. I try to get inside the head of the liberal mindset, and it's hard. It's really hard to just go, I can't buy it. I mean,
yep.
I, as best I try, I can carry on a conversation with them, but I cannot walk in those shoes and go, oh, this feels, it's like putting on steel-toed boots when you want a pair of moccasins
on. No, well said. Well said. David, I got to run. Thanks. I got Ken coming on. We'll take a quick break right after that. Ken, you're up. What's going on, sir?
Hey there. So you were talking about the commercials of Corey Gardner.
Yes.
Do you know, I'll just tell you what I envisioned when I first saw it. Do you remember when you were in elementary school, the little doofy looking kid that everybody picked on?
Yep.
That's what he looked like to me. Whoever dressed him should have been fired after the first commercial.
Dressed him and even did the commercial writing and the messaging that was coming out of those. And we'll talk more about that later, Ken. And you're more than welcome. You and David both are more than welcome to call back in and talk about those things because, our messaging along those lines absolutely stinks. Sorry, it just does.
Yeah, you know. It's like my wife went to see him a number of times, and she would say, oh, he's so nice. Yeah, but that doesn't win.
And it doesn't sell all the time either, Ken. Call back. We're going to talk more about this in hour number two and three. In the meantime, Rob from Mighty Hand's going to join us in a moment. Real quick, let's take a quick timeout. Enchanted Kitchens, by the way, coming up. And just real quick as a side note, Enchanted Kitchens can work very well with Rob and the guys at Mighty Hand. So if you want to get your kitchen all designed by Mighty Hand and have Rob and the guys build it, that works very well, and they can do that for you. So go to Enchanted Kitchens, find them at klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their Experience Center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Folks, great deal right now on tires from Extreme Auto Repair. $75 rebate on Cooper tires. Call them now, 303-841-1071, or find them at klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed, but it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, our engineer, and Rob from Mighty Hand. Rob, how are you today, sir?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, no, I appreciate it very much. And love you guys. Thanks for all that you do and just the integrity and the things that you do for our listeners. I do appreciate it very much. One thing I want to talk to you about, though, Rob, and I think it's a big question a lot of folks have, and that is basements, the refinish of. What does it cost? What do I get back out of it once I do that work? You know, how long does it take? You know, those are typically a lot of the questions folks ask when it comes to that, so I'll let you answer some of those.
Sure, absolutely. You know, basements are definitely one of the most popular
remodels we're doing right now, just with all the new construction in Colorado, there's so many unfinished basements.
Right. It
instantly adds square footage, instantly adds functionality to your home. Right now, the national average is about $65,000 for a basement. And again, that's a very, you know, rough average, because it really depends on square footage. It depends
right.
on your finishes, how much you leave as storage. And we're, I'd say as a company, we're probably just under that. 55 is probably closer to our average, because we're doing some smaller basements in Wellington and Windsor and other places. But I would say what we're seeing a lot of homeowners after they get reappraised, they're getting about 70% value back.
That's pretty good.
From what they spent.
That's very good, actually.
Yeah. If you consider that, plus obviously, you know, the appreciation over time.
Yep.
You know, it's a really good investment. It's a smart investment, and it just
because you're getting to use all that space, and then on top of that, getting the majority of that money, or you know, high majority of that money back. Now, I also know something. Just
right.
personal experience along these lines. I just want to throw this out there for everybody listening, because I just know. For me personally, Rob, one of the things that when I'm looking at homes and, you know, kind of shopping around and so on, one of the things that absolutely drives me crazy is when you're walking through the home, you look at all these finishes, everything looks really nice, and then you pop in the basement and you're like, oh man, I just entered into a whole nother world. Looks like somebody
right,
did this on their
right.
own, or they hired some, you know, cheap second-rate contractor to get the work done. And you
yep.
can just tell that everything
yep.
is a notch or two or three down from the rest of what the home
right.
looks like. And for me,
exactly.
that's one of those where you're detracting from the home's value, not adding to it.
Right, right. And we've seen a lot of homeowners also just get in over their head and be burned by different contractors who overpromised, underdelivered. So yeah, we're very competent in the basement, kitchen, bathroom. That's kind of our world. And the basements, you really want it to match the finishes of
your house. Thank you for no. That's really where I was going with that, Rob. And I'm glad you just said that. So you know, if you're somebody, just as an example, if you're somebody and you've got all you know oak trim throughout your house, you don't want to go to the basement and put painted trim. On the same token, if you've got painted trim in the house, you don't want to go to the basement and make it three grades above what the rest of the house is either. My feeling, Rob, is
right.
you need to try to match that workmanship and construction, you know, pretty much the way the rest of the house is. So in other words, if you've got really nice kitchen, great, you know, great countertops and so on, and you're going to go to the basement and put a little mini bar in, you don't want to do that with linoleum. You want to do that the same way
right.
the rest of the house is.
Exactly. And we're pretty well versed in what finishes are durable, high quality, but they're still not going to break the bank. You know, we could talk about engineered vinyl plank and things like that,
right.
specifically for basements where you want things waterproof. So that's definitely something we pride ourselves in.
Yeah, and I know you guys do, and it's really what I appreciate about you guys and listeners and so on. You're not going to steer somebody wrong. And, you know, folks, everybody listening, please, when Rob says, you know, that you know, you can get about 70% back out of the basement, I'll tell you what, Rob, my own personal experience, if you do that thing correctly, and you make it look as close to the rest of the house. In other words, if you make it look like the contractor that built the house did the basement at the same time, so that when you're all said and done, that thing just flows, you're probably going to get even higher than that 70% out of that.
Oh, yeah, that's a conservative estimate for sure. You're right. That's true.
And,
you know,
again, folks, that's something that, you know,
clients.
That's something you guys, Rob, at Mighty Hand, I know you guys can do that, and I just wanted to point that out, that, you know, doing that
sure.
correctly and maybe even spending a little more money getting it done in that manner so that the basement looks like it flows through the rest of the house, or flows with the rest of the house, I should say, yeah, that dollar figure is even higher on the
right,
return.
Right, absolutely. Basements are one of the smartest things you can do. It's actually pretty user-friendly. We're out of your way. We're down...
Yep.
You know, obviously we got to come in and out of the house, but we try to make an exit and entrance that's out of your way. And what we've noticed is getting that done through the winter, you know, even though people say, well, we're going into the holidays, you know, it's a good time. We can do a little pause during one of the different phases to make sure we're not there during
sure.
the holidays directly. But it's really a good time for our guys. Obviously, all the exterior work is on hold. And so we're kind of doing some incentive right now. If you call in and you want a basement done, we're going to be really competitive for that. And what a lot of customers have done is they add the bathroom, they add a kitchen. And so we've been doing a 5% bundle discount.
Awesome.
If you want to do a basement and a bath, a basement and a kitchen. So we're able to do that because the bulk work when, you know, you got guys there.
Yep.
we might as well do a little more plumbing and add it to it. It's a lot easier than taking multiple trips.
Perfect. And by the way, everybody listening, you can get that discount. Just go to klzradio.com. Look for Mighty Hand there. It's easy. It's the easiest way to find them. You don't have to worry about, you know, remembering a bunch of phone numbers and, you know, addresses and all that kind of stuff. Just go to klzradio.com. Find them there. It's easy. Rob, I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate it very much.
Hey, thanks so much.
And I really, you know, thank you guys for all that you do. I really do mean that. We've had great compliments from listeners that have used you guys. And just the integrity level of you guys is just top notch. And I appreciate that very much.
Hey, thank you so much.
Rob, have a great week, sir. Thank you.
You too. All right, talk to you later.
All right, man. Really appreciate it. Let's do this. Purify Chevrolet's coming up next. By the way, same company that we're talking about with Mighty Hand, or I should say the same integrity of a company like Mighty Hand, you're going to find at Purify Chevrolet as well. Very humble. These guys know what they're doing. They'll take care of you, your vehicle, make sure that you've got the best trade value, which, by the way, right now, I haven't talked about this much. Used car prices right now are literally all-time high. So if you want to do anything car-wise, now is the time to do it. There's some great incentives on new cars as well. Find all the Chevrolet products you want at Purify Chevrolet, plus all the used cars as well. 303-659-8311 or purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith would love to help you get to retirement, stay in retirement. And then also, I keep saying this, but it's really key, folks, having a purpose in retirement. So if you've got any questions along those lines, you want to need help with your financial planning and where you're going, how you're going to get there, Al would love to help you out. Find him at klzradio.com. He is a financial advisor, 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. All right, we got another full 2 hours coming your way. We'll talk more about the election, the results last night, some of the mistakes that were made that we feel are made in Colorado, and we'll get into that as well. We do have Richard Battle joining us. He's award-winning Texas-based author and analyst. Richard's going to join us on a weekly basis. Great guy, by the way. We'll talk to Richard, kind of get an update from him on what his thoughts are. Olivia Perez Cuba is also winning for women. We'll find out some of her updates on the campaigns across the country. And I will give you my thoughts in hours 2 and 3 on Cory Gardner and why he's not a salesman, even though he's a business owner. Some of you are going to not understand what I'm saying until I explain it, but I will. I'll get there and I'll explain that.
John, I already know I'm going to agree.
Okay. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. And don't forget, National Crawford Roundtable is tonight. Otherwise, hour number 2 is next. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.